Hello and welcome to the Creative Family Podcast. My name is Alicia Moulton and today I'd like to talk about home learning survival strategies, how to love your kids, get things done, and cut yourself some slack. So this will be a series of podcasts, I hope, and I'd like to start out today by sort of identifying, some questions and concerns people may have as they are educating their kids at home. So the first thing is identifying why are you educating your kids at home. A lot of people are trying this out because of COVID-19 and the coronavirus lately, because of school closures and other things. Some people are home educating to increase the stability of their families so that their kids are not like in and out of school all year, which is a potential, but we don't know what's happening, so they just want to create that stability at home instead of at school. Some people are doing it because they felt like inspired or some sort of sense of intuition that they want to start schooling at home. And some do it because of family culture and they want to be close to their kids and develop like unique culture there and to teach the things that they want to teach rather than the things that somebody else want to teach, right? And there are many other reasons that maybe you may be educating your children at home. And whatever your reason is, that's okay and that's great. And I hope to help set you up for success in this. So right now, home education, and always, home education looks really different for each family. Lately, especially though, right? Like home education is always going to look different because each family chooses what they're going to learn and uses different programs and strategies to be able to implement that in their family. So that could look like, maybe right now, it could look like online school at home while mom and dad work full time. That's one way it could look. It could look like there's a stay-at-home mom with kids doing part days at home, having early outs or alternative school schedules that she's trying to balance. It could be a blended education program where they're spending some days at school, some days doing home learning. It could be a program through school to get funding for supplies in exchange for the family reporting what they're doing to the school and like showing how they're meeting state standards. It could be that your kids are going to full-time school and they will until there's a government shutdown, or if there is a government shutdown, and then you'll use teacher prepared resources, but just do it at home. That's another way it could look. And then there is just like traditional homeschooling where you sort of go solo and you do like full board homeschooling and you're not really accountable to anyone except for yourself. There's just so many different ways that educating can look for each family. But as we decide to educate at home rather than sending our kids to school full time, it comes with like hundreds of new decisions, right? Some of these decisions are things like, how do we structure our day? Or what will my little kids do while I teach the older kids? Or how do I teach multiple kids different things at the same time, you know, and they are on different levels in their math, and they're one's learning about space this year and another is learning about genetics, and how do I do that kind of all at the same time? How do I juggle that? How do I work and teach my kids? If I have a job, how do I get that all done? And it's a difficult balance there. If you're doing more homeschool and choosing these things, then what subjects will you teach this year? There are as many subjects as there are majors in a college, right? Like you could spend, or like tech programs, or you know, you could spend your whole life learning and never learn all the subjects that there are to learn, right? How do you choose a curriculum to teach that subject? Do you buy something? Do you make something up yourself? Do you just like print stuff off the internet? Do you use a really formal curriculum? Do you prefer a religious curriculum or a secular curriculum? And how do I choose? How do I know what to choose if I don't know how long I'm going to be doing home education, right? Like some programs take an alternate approach that takes several years. And so if you're planning to go back in school, then maybe that's not the best choice for you. Some mimic the public school system so that it's really easy to like transition back and forth for that. Another question you may have is, when will I have time to get things done, like working or going to the store or showering and like being a person? And then, so those are some questions and decisions that you may need to make as you're starting home education. And it also comes with some unique questions and insecurities. Things like, am I enough? Can I really do this? Am I qualified to teach my own kids? Will I leave major holes in their education if I'm doing a different thing? How do I really know if I'm doing enough? Like, what's the measure? Like, what standard do I measure against? You know, we all want to do a really great job teaching our kids and to be close to them. How do I know if what I'm doing is too much for my kids? Like, if I'm pushing them too hard and going to make them shut down in a little bit, right? How will I have time for myself and to meet my own needs, right? Like, I need a shower and I need to eat and I need to, exercise and brush my teeth and all of those things that, now you've added several more hours of like things to do in your schedule, maybe, right? If to keep kids on track and keep them learning. So how do you still meet your own needs and how do you have boundaries there? The next one is kind of a joke in the homeschool world. It's kind of a divider. Will my kids be socialized? We joke about that a lot because homeschool kids are probably, you can kind of make a rule that they'll be as socialized as their parents are, right? So if their parents struggle with that, then the children will probably struggle with that. But if the parents are really actively engaged in like their community and different programs, then the children will be very socialized and have a good time. Anyway, I answered a question when I planned to just only ask them right now. But homeschoolers sort of joke about that because homeschool kids can be very socialized and it's not something that we worry about. But it is something that we get asked about a lot, right? Let's see. What do I do when I become frustrated or angry with my kids, or they become frustrated and angry with me? How do I handle that? Because those encounters are going to happen more often, and so there is going to be a little conflict. Like, Pinterest makes homeschool look beautiful and like outdoors and lovely, and it is those things. But there are also days that are normal days and that are bad days too, mixed in with some of the beauty, and that's okay to like know that that's going to happen and like have a plan for that, I guess. How do I plan breaks for rest and for food and to take care of our family finances and to exercise and to clean my house and do laundry and go on dates with my husband or with my significant other? How do I facilitate my own friendships and all the other hats that I wear? How do I manage like that overwhelm? So in this series, I guess I just wanted to ask all the questions in this podcast, and in the future podcasts, my plan is to attempt to answer them. And I don't have all the answers, and I'm certainly like learning as I go, but I do love to homeschool and I love to be with my kids, and I found some things that work over time. So I hope that you will listen along with me, and I hope that you will feel validated in your concerns and questions, and that you're not alone in that, and that you have some support out there, and it's going to be okay, and you are enough. And in the midst of all this, remember that you love your kids and you want like the very best things for them. And parents have a unique role because we love our kids so much that we have a unique role and perspective on them that can really strengthen our ability to teach them. So you are enough, you can do this, and hopefully you'll find some value in the future podcasts. Well, this is Alicia Moulton with the Creative Family signing off. Thanks for listening today, and you can find more from me on Instagram at The Creative Family Home or online at thecreativefamily.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.